Good morning and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers. Those of you who have dialed in live, you of course heard that new voice over from the computer announcing what call you've dialed into. And those of you who are regulars who have been with us since the beginning, you know kind of the protocol of how we do these calls every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. out on the West Coast, to which many have called me absolutely crazy. You get up at what time and you're on the phone at what time? And I always respond back, yeah, life has changed in the last 6 or so years since bringing home an Ethiopian and making her a member of our family, that if I don't get up by basically 5 a.m., that day is pretty much toast. And I'm not blaming Addie for anything. I'm just saying it's been a wonderful journey. So, and today is no different. We're going to have some fun here. I have asked, based on a conversation that started a week and a half ago or so, or 9 days ago, I've asked a fellow wellness consultant and good friend over the years, over the airwaves from Columbus, Ohio. Hopefully he's already pressed *6. And he's
I'm here, man.
There. Good morning, brother. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Oh, excellent and getting better.
Nice.
Which you laugh and say nice. Some people say, were you sick? No, I'm not sick and I wasn't sick. I just told you the answer to your question. I'm excellent and I'm getting better. How do you get better than excellent? Well, you just do. It's a mental decision we get to make. First of all, for the people who don't recognize the voice, introduce yourself real quick.
I'm David Jones in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, Mr. Jones is online with us, and for those of you who don't remember or missed when David was our guest, it's been a few months ago. David is a physical trainer, a personal trainer, works with people to mostly physically, but since Nikan, I know that's adapted over to the healthy mind. And healthy, all the other different areas of the five pillars of health. And what I asked David to share is basically to open up this conversation today. And I know I was kind of vague in my email teaser that I sent out yesterday in the topic for today. And there is a reason for this. And I want you to listen very, very carefully, those of you who, because this is an issue that's impacting all of us. All right, those of us who are wellness consultants, and we made the decision at some point, if you're on this call live or you're listening to the recorded version, you made the decision at one point to say, you know, I want to be more than a customer, I want to be more than even a wholesale customer, and I would like to have the intention, and I will develop the intention of sharing these products / solutions, as I like to call them, with other people. And that being the case, in the last year and 4 months or so, Nikan has encountered a drastic shift. And we've talked about this, and we've talked about this on the Team Kaizen call. We discussed it for a good solid 30 minutes. And I've got my notes in front of me, and I want to refer to them. And I want to open up the line for some healthy discussion. Because one of the greatest things that's facing us right now today, not only in Nikan, but in this industry, and when I say industry, the network marketing industry, but also the world of wellness, the world of self-care, active wellness. We can call it a lot of different things, but we're facing some major, major transitions, not only in North America, but around the world. And I truly believe, I have a deep conviction about this, that a few small tweaks in our mindset can radically transform, because we're already seeing it happen. We're already seeing it taking place in so many areas. And that being the case, we're going to open this up here in a few minutes. And before we do that, I've asked David to share, and then I want to piggyback on that, and then we're going to open it up. How do we, here's the question. Here's the topic. How do we really, really maximize this customer-centric principle or philosophy that Nikan's given us, and at the same time, deal with the fact, here's the prevailing issue that a lot of us are facing, how do we still continue to take advantage of these solutions for our own use and make it count? Because for, since 1989, when Nikan came to the North American marketplace, every consultant, every distributor who registered, we always got qualifying or credit. We got credit for our investment. How do we make it count? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. And before we get into that, David, you got, and I asked David to share, I can't do the story justice. I've told it at least a dozen times in the last nine days with people, because people that have suffered a stroke, this is kind of a dear subject to my heart. I had both my grandmothers suffered strokes. And David, you had an encounter a week and a half ago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, to start off, I'd like to answer the question you just posed, Vance, that you never know, you know, by sharing what we have with people, you just never know what kind of impact it's going to have. We've got solutions that people can't get anywhere else in the world. And I did just that. And the story that Vance is talking about is I met a woman named Judith, and Judith and I got connected here in Central Ohio. 24 years ago, Judith bought Nikan's MagStep, the magnetic insoles, because she was having back problems and it was affecting her ability to do her job. And she got the MagSteps, and she had a phenomenal response. The way she describes it is the people at CVS Pharmacy don't know her anymore, and that's a good thing because she hasn't had to go back to get her prescriptions refilled. And so I scheduled a meeting with, and that was 24 years ago. She bought the insoles, and she was wondering, you know, if Nikan had anything else besides insoles, because they didn't have a whole lot back then. And so she and I got connected, and I said, yeah, we got a lot more than insoles, and it's pretty amazing how the company has grown. So we were scheduled to meet at a Panera Bread. And when I got there, Judith walked in, and she brought a friend with her, and I had no idea she was bringing this friend. It's a woman that lives around the corner from Judith, and her name is Lori. And when we all sat down, and Judith introduced me to Lori, and she said, I invited Lori to come because, you know, Lori's got a physical challenge, and I wanted to see if possibly Nikan could help. And I said, okay, what's your challenge? Lori, you were talking about how significant a stroke can impact people's lives, Vance. Lori had two strokes on the same day, two massive strokes. She woke up, she was in the hospital, she woke up from one, and as she was recovering and kind of coming to, she went into another one. And very limited use of her left arm and her left leg. And she was in a lot of pain. She was having to get pain meds, you know, prescription pain meds from the doctor. And as we all know, those of us that have been in Nikan a while, you know, we don't claim to treat or cure or diagnose anything. We just get people in contact with God's creation, the elements of nature, and sometimes amazing things happen. So as she was sharing what happened, and Lori had also had a significant heart attack. And as she was sharing what happened, I only had a few Nikan products with me, and I said, Lori, you know, can I put a few products with the Earth's energy? Can I put a few of those products on your body to see if anything might happen, to see if your body might respond? So I took off my power band bracelet and I put it around her left wrist. And part of the limited use of her left arm and left leg, her arm was, a lot of times you see this with stroke victims, her elbow was always in a bent position, and her hand was kind of up by her chest, you know, with the in a position of what we call wrist flexion, where the hand is bent downward, and her arm was always in that fixed position, and has limited use of it. So I put my power band bracelet on her left arm, and I took the M strides out of my shoes, and I put them. I said, I'm going to put these under your feet, and I.
Sorry, I'm laughing, but this kind of thing happens with communication devices. I think we've lost David. Oh, cell phones are fantastic when they work. If we can't get David back, I'm going to tell the rest of the story as I've been telling it. Right up to that point, okay, three products on her body. Okay, the insoles underneath her feet, actually underneath her shoes, I believe, because they're sitting in a Panera Bread. And David, if you can hear me, come back and interrupt me at any given point. The power band bracelet on her wrist, and then two glasses of Pimag water in front of her. One of those, he filled those glasses with his water bottle, okay? One of those glasses, he dumped a packet of the 10-4 in it, okay, with the green matcha tea, and I need to stress that right up front. And they chatted for like 15, 20 minutes, and then David looked at her and said, "Hey, what, do you notice anything different?" And I don't know if David just mentioned it or not, or I want to draw emphasis on the fact that any time somebody experiences a stroke, maybe not always, but there's usually a byproduct of that is a mild or extreme paralysis on one side of the body or other. That just things don't come back at 100%. They can't. And David, being a physical trainer, you know, in that arena, he's aware of that. And after about 15, 20 minutes, she said, "You know, it really feels warm, on my left side where I've got this power band on my wrist." And prior to that, after both the strokes, she wasn't able to raise her hand and actually do a wave of sorts. You know, she could get her hand, lift her arm up, but waving, that wasn't in the cards at all. Hadn't been able to do that since the strokes. She lifts her arm up into a point of full range of motion, moving it around from side to side, and starts waving. And that's when the ding, 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 the fire alarm started going off. That holy, David, are you back with us? It sounds like.
Yes, I got cut off. Sorry, Vance, I'm back.
No, that's okay. I kind of filled in the gap of how you dumped the 10-4 in one of the glasses. Tell us about the waving. And I gave kind of the backstory about how she hadn't been able to do that.
I heard it, and you did an awesome job. Yeah, and as Vance said, about 20 minutes in, she kind of made this face, and I looked at her. I said, "What's the matter?" And she said, "I feel this warm sensation going down my arm and down my leg." And since stroke victims, they often experience a number of different kind of sensations because, you know, the neurological system is out of balance in their body. So I didn't know if that's something she'd experienced off and on as sensations come and go or not. I said, "Lori, have you experienced that before?" She said, "No, I never have." And I thought, well, that's interesting. And she, and as Van said, I said, "You know, you talked about limited use of your arm. You know, can you move your arm?" And she took it straight up overhead and started waving, and her eyes got real big. She was shocked. She said, "I haven't been able to do that for a long time." And
that's pretty powerful itself. But you got to tell the addition, because the people that I connected with last night, and I know you're laughing for a reason. Now, I'm going to put a preface to this, and some of you are saying, "Why is Vance so giddy about this?" Well, I'm going to preface this by saying this is a big part of our culture today, in that many of the states where we live and around the world, there are certain drugs, mind-altering, physical body-altering drugs that are legal, okay, either by prescription or getting a medicinal card. Or I'm speaking specifically about marijuana, okay? And there are a lot of people out there, and we don't need to pass judgment on them. I quit doing that years ago because I met some extreme cases, and the use of certain herbs, smoking them, inhaling them, whatever, were the only thing that could get rid of their agony, their pain, whatever you want to call it, whatever medical condition they were dealing with. It was the only thing that could give them some measurable amount of relief. Okay? So, David, continue.
Well, Vance is laughing, you guys, because Lori shared something else that happened to her, and I thought, well, this is pretty cool, but I'm not sure I want to share it, because it may sound like we're advocating for people to go out and just, you know, openly and freely smoke marijuana. But It was a Tuesday that I met Lori and Judith at Panera Bread. She shared with me that she smoked some marijuana the night before, that Monday evening. And the next day, after I met them on Wednesday, she had to do a urinalysis, a urine test for related to a job interview that she had. And I personally have never smoked marijuana, but I understand that it's in your system about 30 days, a good 30 days after you partake of the marijuana. And what she shared was, after smoking the marijuana Monday night, and she had a urinalysis on, but and as Van said, I gave her some 10-4 when we were at Panera Bread. And you never know just how much of a detox that matcha green tea is. Because Lori shared with me that her Wednesday pee test was totally clean. Not even 48 hours later, when it's supposedly it's in your system for 30 days. And I thought, wow. And in my mind, I shared this with Vance. In my mind, I'm thinking, I could just hear Vance saying, now, we're not advocating to go out and smoke a bunch of weed, but that's a pretty powerful detox that she smoked marijuana Monday night and her urine test on Wednesday was totally clean.
And being that I've done these a few times in my life, the pee test. I'm not saying some of you are going, oh, you smoke marijuana? No. Yes, we live in Oregon, which is one of those what we call turbo-liberal states that, man, if it feels good, do it. The wilder, the crazy it is. One of our mottos here in the city of Portland is keep Portland weird. We have the naked bicycle ride every spring, which people are going, why on earth would you ride a bicycle naked? I don't know, but we do it. We have the no pants day on public transport that happens in January. Yeah, why January? It's cold in January. I don't know, but that's the state we live in. And like David said, I'm not advocating, and we're not endorsing and saying, hey, go out and do crazy, wild things just to see if these Nikan solutions will really deliver. They will always deliver, but each and every one of us is going to have a different coincidence. We're going to have a different reaction. We're going to have a different result. I think the main reason, in my opinion, that it's so powerful that David could share a story and experience that Lori had with this is because we really don't know what's going to happen until we get out there, we start connecting with people, or as Linda Morris said last fall, and those of us who are ICANNers, we remember this story, that ICANN attitude, and she said, I had to give myself permission, to get out there and live life. Say yes to life. Get out and connect with people. Get out with the intention of going out and creating stories. Because, you know, as David keeps saying, that Judith had an experience 20-plus years ago with a pair of insoles, and over the years, how many people has she connected with that she has maybe mildly said, hey, you got to check these things out. And here it is with Lori, that she asked David to help out, and they're just having a lunch at Panera Bread. David didn't really go in with an intention of, hey, I'm going to bring my whole wellness home, you know. I love the analogy that Jeff Ben Blercombe said years ago. He said, you know, some of us come in with a dump truck of wellness, you know, all these products, and beep, 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 beep. We're backing up to the person's front door or to their car, and we're saying, oh, you got to use all this stuff, and we overwhelm them. And what Lori experienced was a bracelet, a pair of insoles, a glass of water, and a glass of green matcha tea, 10-4. And what happened could be typical when you look at it and you address all the areas, sleep, water, air, nutrients. Now, she didn't really get to sleep. These are all daytime products. But the nutrients, the hydration of the water, and then as David, I loved your phrase there, connecting with God's creation. That's exactly what we're doing. And you can call it Mother Earth, you can call it God's creations, you can call it what's found out in nature. We can call it whatever we want. I think the key here is that she had an experience. And if we can piggyback that experience and share that with others, I think the great question here with how do we utilize our own investment, our own purchases. And I'm watching the clock. I want to sum this up. and something that Jeff Isom said the other day to the members of Team Kaizen. There are seven of us in North America. Herb Rapp, Ruth Lowe, Julie Tara, Vance and Stacy Rogers, Nadine Staff, Tony Curtis. Let's see if you guys are listening. No, it's Tony Collins. I'm just checking to see if you guys are listening. Yeah, somebody's going, Tony Curtis is not a consultant. No, Tony Collins and Esther Smith, I believe is her last name. The four, the original four, the first four that I mentioned, two of which are three-peats, winners of Team Kaizen. Herb Rapp and Julie Tara are the only people that have now done it three consecutive years in a row since the inaugural group back in 2015. So 2015, 16, and now 17, they're in it. Ruth Lowe, Ruth and Robert Lowe, Vance and Stacy Rogers. Vance and Stacy have done it twice. Ruth is new member to the group. And then you've got these three, what I call hot shots, these three new folks that all on the East Coast time zone. And these three, Nadine, Esther, and Tony, when we talked about this issue on the Team Kaizen call, it's a mute issue for them. Why? As far as qualification volume. How do we use our own purchases and get credit for it, for qualification? Well, what David just shared is the answer. And some of you are going to be saying, I'm not connecting the dots, Vance. How is that the answer? When we become and have a focus customer-centric, when we are focusing on sharing these solutions with other people and we're treating this like a business, our own purchases will become irrelevant. I can cite people in our organization as examples, and I can call them out by name because I can click every month and look at what they're doing. They don't have any issue whatsoever getting qualified month after month after month, whether they're targeting and going to Japan. You know, right now, where's the number? Oh, where did I write it down? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm flipping the wrong page. There are currently 424 consultants in North America that are in the running for the trip to Japan. 424 of us. And if you have been quality enrolled both in January and February so far this year, that's you. So sit back a little bit, you know, put your shoulders up a little bit higher and put a grin on your face and say, I'm one of them. I'm going to Japan. Speak it as it is, not how it's going to be, but as it is right now. You're part of that group if you are quality enrolled. How do we make our purchases, our own consumption? What if we got a new consultant who's a direct and they're going to go executive and they're going to go silver and beyond? They want to invest in a sleep system, but they want to make it count. How do we do that? Again, the answer is become customer centric. All of the purchases, every order counts for qualifying volume except for the consultant ID number that it's under. Let me explain. If you're a brand new direct or you're an executive and you're shooting for silver, your purchase under your ID number will not count for qualifying volume. But it will count if it's under a customer. Oh, you're saying go ahead and bury it under a customer. I didn't say that. Yes, I've said that in the past, and I deeply, deeply am sorry, okay? I'll apologize once, and then we'll be done, okay? I'm not going to keep apologizing for something I said unless I hurt your feelings, but my point is this. Yes, I was following the lead of not only my upline, our upline, several of them. They're saying, hey, this is the only way we figured out how to do it, or, and I've got these in emails. Dennis Williams said, hey, click the retail button, and then you'll get credit for it. Okay, your own purchases. Okay, I'm not advocating that anymore. And this is why. As Jeff Isom said the other day, Nikken wants to set the example that our consultants purchase products for personal use, not rank advancement or monthly qualification. We purchase products. Why? Because we're a product of the product. Just like if you owned your own restaurant or you had your own business, hopefully you'd want to be using your own products. But you don't do that for qualification or to drive up sales. You don't do that. because if you own a restaurant and you and your family members are the only customers, Ben Woodward said this so beautifully a year and a half ago, if you and your family members are the only customers, that's not a restaurant. That's a glorified kitchen, all right? If Denny Rogers or Will Rogers, my grandfather, if they were their only customers for Columbia Sheet Metal when my grandfather started the business back in the 60s, if they were the only customers and they were only putting gutters and downspouts on their own homes or rental properties, that's not a business. It's a hobby. And you can't generate income for that and buy that. Our intention as wellness consultants should be to gather customers and build a business. It should be to share these products and these solutions with other people and create stories like what David just shared, that Lori, she had an experience. She's going to become a customer, and she's made a decision, actually, that she wants to become a consultant and share her story with other people. Well, David's intention setting down at Panera Bread was to share this with her, okay? And the tax deductions and everything else that goes with that are wonderful, but the intention was to be customer-centric. Let me let you in on a little secret. I just said that every single order underneath of a consultant counts as qualifying volume except for that consultant ID, that person. When I have a direct or an executive underneath of me, any volume underneath of them counts for my rank advancement and my monthly qualification. Okay? So I'm hoping you're hearing what I'm not saying. You can get creative and keep it legal. Julie Tara and I discussed this at great length a few weeks ago. And she said, Vance, you're that rat. I went, excuse me? She said, you're that king rat in the maze, and somebody keeps moving your cheese, and yet you always figure out a way to get out of the maze or get to the cheese. You always figure out a way around every system. Call it, a spirit of ingenuity. My name, Vance, actually one of the describing things means industrious. And Julie said, Vance, it's more than that. You just have a knack for figuring out a way. I think all of us can figure out a way, but the intention, again, the intention has to be customer-centric, has to be, I want to build a business. I don't want to take advantage of this. May we be distributors with Nikan. May we be wellness consultants who have the intention of sharing this with other people and not being self-qualifying or self-advancing because of our own purchases. That's not a business. And I think some of us, and I'll take full responsibility for this, I think some of us have fallen prey to an old multi-level marketing or network marketing standard that, hey, if we're short, we'll just throw in some volume or we'll make up the difference. Why don't we have the intention of actually creating a business so that we actually can generate income? There's nothing wrong with that. Because if you are saying, or someone you know says, oh, no, I'm not in this for the money, and I don't care about money, and I don't want to make money off of other people's purchases. If you're saying that, you'll probably lie about other things, too. Okay? I'm just being serious. The American dream, our culture, the pop culture around the globe, everybody should be concerned about generating income to pay bills, unless you're so financially secure that it isn't an issue, and that's fine if it's not. But at the same time, if Nikan's system is set up so that it will pay us, it'll reward those of us who are productive. Jeff Van Blarkum again. I have all these quotes that run through my head, but he said, with Nikan, when you produce, you get paid. And that's where we are today. In this new model that we've adopted, we've not lowered, but we've restructured the pricing of everything so that these products are extremely affordable. And let me give you one more quick example, and then I'll stop. The Waterfall and the Kinko Touch. They're very, very affordable. Okay, $256 a piece. Okay, we did an in-home last night. Our new consultant, Larry. Well, they've been in a while, but The couple ordered several nutritional products and the waterfall. Okay, let me use Dwayne and Robin as an example. Let's say they ordered the waterfall and all those nutritionals, which they could have set up on auto ship and got a 25% discount, but that 25% discount for the small amount of nutritionals wouldn't have offset paying shipping twice. So let's say they ordered the waterfall, all those nutritionals, and a Kinko Touch. And their order was over 500 points, as an example. Well, they're a customer. Now, all of a sudden, Larry and Pat, they're quality enrolled because of that. And let's say Larry and Pat were able to introduce three people in the calendar month to do that. And they said, wow, that's 1,500 points. Now we're executive. Now we're earning an extra 10%. Maybe we should get serious about this. And let's say hypothetical, they say we want to invest in a sleep system, but we want the credit for advance because we're working on going silver. Well, that's where you have to get strategic and you have to get creative. How do you do that? Well, they could click the retail button, but their intention is not to resell that sleep system. Their intention is to sleep on it themselves. So how do you get credit for that? Well, again, get creative, figure out a way. Not to manipulate the system, but to be above reproach so that we can be consultants who purchase products for personal use, not for rank advancement, and not for monthly qualification. They've already made the executive rank, but again, their intention is to go silver. So there are some creative ways to do that, and some of you are saying, well, just share advance. Well, no. I'm not going to do it because I think all of us are smart enough to figure it out and to be above reproach. Again, everything counts except for the consultant that the items are ordered underneath. Okay? And some of you are thinking probably, well, you just ordered underneath those customers. Well, you could do that, but that's an improper intention. I think there's other ways to do it, but the core philosophy here, the core thing I'm driving at is that what are our intentions? And I think we'll figure it out. Something that I came up with just off the top of my head in discussing this with the members of Team Kaizen and looking at Tony, Nadine, and Esther and what they've done, it's not an issue for them. Their own purchases, you know, it's a mute subject. It's a mute issue because they have so much in customer volume every single month, and their people have so much in customer volume. And, you know, chalk it up as a business expense in starting a business. When you start a restaurant, you don't get credit. It doesn't drive your sales up to invest in machinery and ovens and chairs and tables. But when you put customers in those chairs, and seated at those tables, and you use those ovens and that equipment to produce food, that drives up sales. So it's part of a business expense. It's a shift, I know. We have to, you know, but talk to people in your upline. Talk to these leaders. I found an article that Pam Benson sent me yesterday that actually Kurt Foley posted on Facebook, and I'm not on Facebook enough. I logged on last night to make my monthly appearance, and I couldn't find it because I don't know really how to drive Facebook, and I know my two teenagers can teach me how to drive it like I taught them how to drive a car, but I'm not quite there yet, and I will. But what I'm seeing is that those of us who have that customer-centric mentality, we want to share this with other people. We want to have, that's our intention. This is not going to be an issue because we will be consultants who purchase products for our own use, so even our monthly auto ship, because we still get paid on all that. We just don't get qualification volume for it. And so my point is this, and I'm done. We're going to open it up to chat, is we have a customer-centric mentality. Well, our intention is to build a business. Our intention is to share these products and solutions with other people. It's to connect them with God's creation, as David alluded to and said, and we're going to get responses, we're going to get experiences, and therefore we have a business. And that's what it's all about. So, on that note, David, any other thoughts you want to chime in here on this? Because I know you've been really, really gracious and quiet.
Well, yeah, to piggyback on that, I mean, we have solutions that do amazing things. Again, when you put the body in contact with what God created it to feed off of, which are the elements of nature, air, water, nutrition, sleep, and natural energy, you never know what amazing things are going to happen. So why not get out there and share it? I mean, just like, you know, I shared it. I have my new friend Ted with me. I shared it with Ted, and some pretty cool things happened.
Don't even let Ted get on the phone, because that's going to be a whole call in itself. Please, because I got to talk with Ted yesterday, and Ted, we want to save you. Trust me, because
one thing on that. You also, when you share Nican, you never know. Not only physically can something amazing happen, but also mentally. Many on the call, you may know of who Rory Webb is in Atlanta, Georgia. There's a video on YouTube of Rory telling his very powerful story. And when a friend of his told him about the insoles that could help him with his diabetic neuropathy, he showed up at the door of Jack and Sherry Clark. And Rory's friend also told him that there was a home-based business attached to these wonderful products. And Rory says in the video, when he showed up, his first words out of his mouth was, "I want nothing to do with this business, but if you can save my toes, I want your product." And if you watch that video, something really powerful happens. Rory goes from, "I want nothing to do with this business," to later in the video, he says, because he chose to share Nican with others and become customer-centric, Rory says, "I would do this for free because the results are so amazing." That's a 180-degree paradigm shift that is very, very powerful.
Yeah, and for the record, I think it's Rory Webb, Webb. Am I correct in that, David?
Yeah, if you go to YouTube and type in Rory Webb, the video will come up. He told this story after the Nican event in Orlando, I think in 2008, maybe.
Yeah, it's a very powerful story. Yeah, really, really powerful, and there's so many other stories out there. Let me, again, *6 on your phone line, and if we can keep the discussion about what we're talking about being customer-centric, about qualifying. I know there's several of you. We've got 19 minutes left. Let me throw in here. Here's another idea. We have free shipping on the Kinko Touch, phone-in orders only, starting March 10th through the 19th. So those 10 days, smack dab in the middle of the month. This was announced on the kickoff call, okay, this week. 10 days of free shipping on the Touch. Well, is that such a big deal? Yeah, it is a big deal. Because a lot of us are saying, "Hey, why is Nican have to charge so much for shipping? I order one item and a bracelet." Well, we need to get creative and figure out how to group, orders together, because and so many of us are figuring out how to do this when somebody says, "Well, I want a bracelet," or "I want the 99% of your smaller items that should only be, a buck or two for shipping, we can put those on an auto ship order. And again, well, let's register a customer, let's create an auto ship order and simply say, "Hey, I'm going to put this underneath of you, create this auto ship because you want the bracelet, but do you mind if I tack a few other things on there to make it worth your while? I'll go ahead and pay for it. Or if you want the points on your credit card, why don't you pay for it and then I'll write you a check, but I need some insoles for another friend or a flex," and they're kind of in the same boat. We can get creative in this. You put it on your credit card. The intention is you're going to help that customer, that new customer, get a bracelet, but they don't want to pay shipping just for that. Okay, so let's say I put it on my credit card for my friend Jeff. He just wants a bracelet or a MagFlex or something, and it gets shipped to his house. It's the customer. It's part of his order, but the other stuff, the intention, again, is for the customer. It's a win-win. So on that note, free shipping on the Kinko Touch. For 10 days, smack dab in the middle of the month. We've got now 6 days left to promote this, and then a full 10 days to take advantage of it. This would be a really good time to gear up, sharing that with other people, getting results, because it only takes a 10-minute session. Our family uses this all the time. 10 minutes, and then we put it away, and then we wait a few hours, and if it's still there, we use it again. And for some folks, it may take several days of doing that repeatedly. We can't expect a miracle, although they do tend to happen. We can't expect an overnight miracle with one product when we could have spent decades injuring that part of the body or an experience that happened years ago or whatever. But they do tend to happen. Lori's a perfect example. So, *6 on your phone line. Let's open it up. Questions, comments, concerns. No comment or question is too far out. And I've talked to people this week that say, oh, I don't know if I want to bring that up. Please bring it up. On this topic, let's keep it to this topic, please, if we could.
Hi, Ben, this is Molly.
Of course, Molly, good morning, fellow Ohioan of Davis.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions, by the way. I have a tendency of using my credit card to order for the customers because it's for convenience. So,
okay.
But the address is sent into your customer.
Okay, and Molly, thank you again because you bring up a perfect example of an order you placed underneath of a customer for another customer. And I won't get into all the details because most of us will get really confused and we're going, why don't you just register Andrea? Well, Andrea is a typical person out there that says, no, I don't want to register. I just, let me just get this one time. Okay? So
okay.
Molly placed the order, okay, and she used her own credit card with the intention that this is what her friend wanted. 2 power band bracelets and a necklace. Took advantage of the 1 cent shipping sale per item, so it cost Andrea, on Molly's credit card, it cost her 3 cents for the shipping and then the cost of the item. They were shipped to Andrea. They were not shipped to Molly, okay? They went on Molly's credit card, but underneath the customer's account. And we didn't register Andrea. Okay, Molly didn't register, from what I'm seeing, or what I remember about the story. And Andrea got the products, or she will get the products if they've already arrived. Again, the intention, Molly's intention was to get the products to the customer, but she paid for it on her credit card. How many of us out there have relatives, a mom, an aunt, kids in college, that we put their products, we pay for their products, but they get shipped to them because they're the customers. They're the end user. Is that a legit way of doing business, even though it's on your credit card? Absolutely, 100% yes. Because Molly's not purchasing products for rank advancement or monthly qualification. Not this order, but it was on her credit card. But often it's easier to just say to people, because this is your business, let's say you run an auto parts store. You say, hey, we don't have that in. Let me go ahead and get it in the house. And then when you get it in, I'll call you. You come back in and pick it up. Well, the business, the auto parts franchise or store, paid for it. But their intention is not for their own use or their own consumption. It's for the customer. The customer comes in, pays cash. And what if they don't even need a receipt? Well, there's no documentation of the transaction. If, Molly, if you want to file or create a retail sales receipt, it's in the business forms on NECN, you can. But I'm encouraging and telling people, don't waste your time, don't waste the paper and the ink, unless you really feel the need to for your own accounting purposes. But most of the time, a Visa statement is evidence and proof enough that, okay, yep, that was a NECN purchase. Yep, see, that went to that customer. And if you want to create the paper trail, you can. Is it necessary? No. It wouldn't be a bad idea, but at the same time, if you're like me, you just absolutely detest more paperwork, don't worry about it until you receive a letter from NECN saying, hey, we see that you've used your credit card underneath customer accounts. NECN really doesn't care what they care about, and what the Federal Trade Commission cares about is where did the products end up? What's the intention? And I did ask, by the way, I did ask, and I think this is why Kurt Foley published the or posted the article that I read. I just scanned over it last night. I will make sure everybody gets it next week. I'll include it with my weekly email just for the sake of chaos. But I did ask Jeff Isom if he would, if NECN would start publishing more articles and more things to validate why NECN has taken such a strong position on this. They do not. They will not be an Herbalife and have to face a $200 million lawsuit settlement. They will not be a Vima company that was shut down almost 2 years ago just because their intention, their business ethics were not the best. They impacted a lot of people's lives. A lot of people generated huge amounts of income. We have dear friends that were in the top 50 income earners globally, and they did really, really well. However, the way this company was structured, and even the founder of the company, he's off already doing another company. NECN's above that. They're not going to go that route. So, Molly, but you bring up a fabulous question, and it is a valid concern. If we're using our credit card to buy product for customers, again, remember the intention, the spirit behind it. What was the intention? Molly, those bracelets didn't end up on your wrist, did you? Did they? Or the necklace? No. You sent them right to Andrea. Yeah, so you did good, girl. Way to go.
Okay.
You did it right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Molly.
And thank you, David. I will call you.
I'm hoping there's more than just Molly and David and Vance still on the line. I'm hoping there's some other Star 6 again. And Molly, if you can mute yourself out, I want to keep David on the line because you could interject some outside opinion here that a different perspective that I may not even see.
Hey, Vance. Good
morning, Pat. Go ahead.
When I was listening to one of Ben Woodward's talks, it sounded like if we ordered on our credit card, we had to have a receipt or something that we could show that was that the thing was sold to someone else.
Well, if it's underneath of a customer and it goes to the customer's house, there's your documentation. And at any gift,
I ordered it. I had it here on hand. She wanted it, and I said, I have it on hand. You don't need to order it because it's right here still in the box.
Okay. So what I would do to replace that, I have two extra Kinko Touches on hand at any given time, okay? Not extra, I mean two brand new in the box, and one of my friends, Scott Zook, he paid me cash for it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I ordered that a couple months ago. I had it. Now I need to replenish my small little inventory. I need to buy another one. So how do I do it? What's the most legit way to do that? I've got a couple options. I can register Scott Zook as a customer, and I can order underneath him with my credit card, and I can either ship it to me or I can ship it to Scott. Either way. If I ship it to Scott, who lives just up the road, let's say Scott doesn't live up the road and it's not worth my gas money to drive and it's not worth him mailing it back to me, the replacement, to put back in my inventory. So let's say I ship it to myself. Well, that looks like I'm ordering something underneath Scott and then shipping it to me. All I need to do is this. Go back and document on the retail sales receipt, Scott paid on this date, cash. Do I need to get Scott's signature? Not really. I mean, I could, but I could go ahead, even if Scott didn't register, I could just fill out his name, address, phone number, email. But it's cleaner if I, like you said, hey, I've got it on hand, you don't need to buy. It's cleaner to go ahead and register that person as a customer.
Yeah, I did that, but I wasn't willing to pay to buy another dog tag because I don't use them that often.
Which is fine. And you can register the customer, and then even if they never buy a thing in the future, you can put on your retail sales receipt, sold pet pad, item number, this date. You could even look up, and if you could look up, or if you can't find it, you can call Meekin, and they can look up when you ordered that to find out what the order number was. But the advantage of having a legitimate customer registered, in fact, this is a really fun one, a customer can actually go in underneath my orders. Let's say they were a customer registered 5 years ago, and all they ordered was a pair of insoles. They can pull that up. It's all there.
Okay. Well, she is registered as a customer, but I did order it under mine.
Right.
So
that's fine. And if you ordered underneath your ID number from this point forward for a customer, click the retail button. Because, again, the intention is to get the products to her.
I bought it retail.
Pardon?
I did buy it retail.
Yeah, and here's a question. Why would you click the retail button and pay for it on your credit card when you're kind of buying it out of your own store and you're paying retail? Why would you do that?
Well, because I plan to sell it.
Exactly. Your intention is to plan to sell it. Your intention is not just to self-qualify or self-rank advance.
Uh-huh.
Again, I keep using this word intention, but I think that's what we need to drive point in our own minds. If my intention is, when I place an auto ship order, underneath our own daughter, who, yes, she does reside here, but she's a customer. My intention is to share those products. When I have people in our home, I will dump jades underneath their tongue. Do I have a separate jar of jades for customer demonstrations? No.
Why
because
not?
I've never seen a restaurant have a separate area of food for their employees to eat. Okay? Oh, yeah, that's an absurd analogy right there. No, the employees eat the same thing the customers eat. They don't. Restaurant owners and managers don't have a whole separate set of food items for their employee. That's totally ridiculous. It's borderline asinine. The intention.
All right now.
Pardon?
I said, I think you're off the wall right now.
Yeah, and again, I think there's a lot of pent-up frustration in me. No, let me change that. I know there's a lot of pent-up frustration in me because so many of us have gotten distracted. We're missing the forest through the trees because we want our own purchases to count. Again, they can count. Every single month they can count, but that's the intention should be to build customers. You had another thought or comment, Pat? I'm sorry.
Whatever I buy for myself to demonstrate to people is a tax deduction anyway, so it's not a problem.
Yeah,
that
it's
I have
not.
To stick around to somehow otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I'm not endorsing putting our auto ship underneath a fictitious customer. And again, I will apologize and say, I know I said that in the past. Create a customer, you know, put your dog or your cat in. Yeah, we've done this in the past. We're not doing it anymore, okay? This was not a good way to do it. Again, we were reeling, and this all came at us so fast, and we're trying to figure out how to do it. If we have, and when we have legitimate customers who are consuming our products. In our case, our oldest daughter is a legitimate customer. She consumes 25% at least. She drinks more water than two of the rest of the family members combined, maybe even three. So why should I be paying and not getting credit for her as a customer for replacing the filter in our waterfall? What? She's going to be off in college in a few months from now. I'm going to be shipping products to her. I'm paying for it as her father, but again, it's my business. Show me a restaurant owner who doesn't allow certain family members to come in and eat at a discounted rate or for free. But again, they have more than that, just as because they're not running a kitchen, they're running a restaurant. Again, it's all part of business. It's the way we do things as a business owner, and it's not just the American way, it's the worldwide way. It's just the way, but again, the intention.
Okay.
But Pat, thank you. Yes, because what was the term that Pat you just used? That I'm off my rocker, but I'm hitting the wall. No, what did you just said?
Like around to me, but it could be just me anyway.
No. Trust me, it's not. I feel it. We have 1 minute left.
And if there isn't someone in your household who's using products.
Hi, Vance. This is Diane.
Hang on, Diane, real quick. There isn't somebody, and I didn't catch the voice. You got to keep talking, and I'll try and guess the name here.
If there is not someone in your home using products as well, then...
Okay, but again, what... Expand on the illustration.
Say on an auto ship order, it definitely is for your own use. I get the idea of us gathering the customers to build their benefit and to build the business. But in those instances where there is someone just using things for themselves, sharing them, you know, periodically, where you're not ordering it for a daughter like you're doing, then can you...
Elaborate on that a bit.
You mean how I would do it to get credit for it, to get volume credit for it? Okay. My first response, and again, I apologize, any of you who want to jump on Stump the Doc with Dave Johnson, which commences right now. I think for the sake of time, I'm going to spend a couple more minutes because I do have a 9 a.m. appointment that I need to get out of my sleeping attire. And again, it's only 8 a.m. out here on the West Coast, folks, so don't beat me up for being in my pajamas, all right? How I would do that, sorry, the hamster in Vance's head is running at about 85 miles an hour right now. How I would do that, to answer your question, if I'm a single individual, I'm a Nikon consultant, and let's say I'm a silver, and I do want my own purchases to count, okay, for something. I meet the quality enrollment because I've got, you know, a handful of active auto ship customers, and I've got some other customers, so I'm meeting that. If my goal is not to hit 2,000 to be a qualified and paid for silver, because it's only a difference of 5%, if my goal is not to hit 2,000, then what I would do to keep it real, to keep it honest and above reproach, I would simply set up an auto ship underneath my own ID number that will not count for qualifying volume because I've already met the quality enrollment. Okay? I've already met that 500 points. So I'm quality enrolled and I'm on my way to Japan. So my purchase is my own personal auto ship. Let's say it's a $150, $200 auto ship purchase, or I want to invest in a new product that gets introduced. I'm not going to get qualifying credit for that, but I am going to get paid my full 15% as a non-qualified silver because I haven't met the 2,000 benchmark. And I just threw a lot of numbers and a lot of information at some of you, and you're going, whoa, wait, I don't understand that at all. Let me use the same example as a direct. I'm a direct wellness consultant, and my intentions is to go executive. Well, over the course of 3 months' time, all I need to do is be quality enrolled for 3 months in a row, hit 500 points of customer volume, and I will become an executive, just like that. So my own purchases are irrelevant because it doesn't contribute, and I want to be above reproach. I want to treat this as a business. Does that answer your question? That's how I would do it. Now, if I was a brand new direct, and I wanted to make those purchases count, and let's say I'm going for silver, not executive, I'm going for silver in 3 months' time, how would Vance Rogers do it today? Some of you are waiting with bated breath. Yeah, Vance, tell us how you would do it. How would you do it and be that king rat in that maze to get your cheese, to make it count, to get your cake and eat it too? What I would do is I would immediately adopt a customer-centric mentality and a business builder mentality at the same time. And here's how I'd do it. I would go out and find another person who wants to duplicate with me. Because in order to be silver, in that third month of qualification or in the month that you go silver, you need to have a couple other legs underneath of you. Okay? You have to have volume in two other legs besides the bulk of the volume. It's a requirement. Look at the new compensation plan. So I'm going to need at least two consultants underneath of me. Because I got to have three. I could have 6,000 points in customer volume spread over 3 months, but in that month that I advance to silver, as a direct, I need to think about what's my intention. My intention is going silver, and I need to have two consultants. What I would do, and some of you are thinking, well, that's not above reproach because you're buying those for qualification. No, I would be buying and investing in a sleep system for my own use. I'm expanding my business. How could I get it to count? Well, that's where you get creative. There's your answer. I think I just told you the answer in finding some other business partners without telling you the answer. Because I'm not going to go on record on a recorded call and tell you how I would do it, because some of you would come back and say, well, that's a violation of everything Nikan's stating. Yeah, maybe. I don't think it is. Because my intention is to build a business and gather customers and gather a couple other business builders to have fun with me and possibly go to Japan with me. And that's how I do it. David, did I answer that question without answering the question?
Very well, I might add.
And again, I didn't catch the name of the individual who asked the question. The beautiful voice there. That you can you say who you are?
Yeah, it's G. Dan.
It's whom?
D in Chicago.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, there was another
question. Thank you for the answer.
Okay, and if I didn't answer it, please contact me. 503-695-5683. Again, 503-695-5683. Anybody on this call or listening to the recording, especially if you're part of the Rogers organization, I will move heaven and earth one by one. If you are in that situation, you're working on going executive. I think executive is kind of a no-brainer, especially we have 3 months with the customer-centric mentality and model. 3 months, that shouldn't be an issue. However, if you're working on going silver in a month or up to 3 months, please call me. And if you want to make a sizable investment into your business to expand your storefront, to expand your wellness home, and you want to make that count, call me, and I can fill in the blank of what I didn't say, and you can decide whether or not that fits your intention, or if you know, because up until 2 months ago, when any one of us invested into our own wellness home, we got qualifying product for it. Now Nikan is wanting to set a higher standard, a higher example, so that we can raise a banner high in this industry and say we do not buy products for rank advancement or monthly qualification. We invest in products for personal use, and we invest in products to build a small inventory so that we have stuff on hand to build a business and share with customers. There was another voice that I did recognize that had a question here real quick. Maybe we'll save it for later. Okay, let's save it for later. Folks, I'm hoping, maybe what we should do next week, next Saturday, is just put a comma right here, and next Saturday we pick this up. But I think we've talked about it enough, and again, why Vance gave his phone number out, call me, okay? If you are in that scenario, please don't just sit there and say, well, I can't do this. No, you can't. All of us, again, there's 424 of us right now that are on our way to Japan. Let's fill the entire plane with Nikken Wellness Consultants. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be a party. Out of LAX, you know, the whole entire 747 or 757, whatever it is, just filled with Nikkenites. I've been on planes like that before, that the bulk of the plane was filled with Nikken Consultants, and it was a riot. We can do it again.
This is Molly. Could I quickly insert a question?
You can.
Besides the ticket that company, you know, offer when we qualify, but there are other expenses too. So we have to have money for other expenses.
Other expenses like what, Molly?
Like food or buying things. That we usually need on the travel route.
Okay, Molly, for you and just for you, Vance will document every penny that he spends out of his own pocket 1 month from today on April 4th when he gets on the plane with his beloved bride of 21 and a half years and Vance and Stacy fly to Cancun, Mexico, to enjoy the reward of our work and your work, because you're part of this group here. You're part of this, you know, Team Rogers. But I will document every penny that I spend, and I'll let you know how much I spend out of my own pocket that Nikken doesn't cover. Okay? And we can use that kind of as an example of what we're going to end up having to spend to go to Japan. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Okay?
Then
I will also document, because I've already been online and looked at the Fairmont Mayakoba, and I've seen what the published rate is, what it costs per night, I will also document what Nikken spent on my behalf. Does that sound good to you?
Okay.
you've dared me. You've double dog dared me to come up with an expense account, expense list. How much is this going to cost us to go to Japan? I think you're going to be pleasantly shocked at what Nikken is committed to do, okay? And if I didn't share this, if you weren't on the kickoff call, I think Jeff announced this. Those of us south of the border, our family down in Mexico, 107 silvers, a boatload of golds and platinums, 4 diamonds and 2 royal diamonds in the month of January. 107 silvers. We have a compensation plan that works, that pays and rewards people for production. We have to be customer-centric. So, I think we're going to spend a whole week. No, I mean, sorry, let me rephrase that. I think between now and next Saturday, there's going to be a whole bunch of us that want to really take advantage of it. And being that next Saturday is the 11th, we'll already be one day into the free shipping of the Kinko Touch. I would like to start the call at the top of the hour, opening up the line with Q&A. And David, if you can arrange in either 2 weeks or 3 weeks from now to have our friend Ted Williams share his story, that would be wonderful. But I think we need to elaborate just a little bit more so we can cover all examples so that we can put this thing to rest. We can tie a bow on it, and we can all go forward and say, okay, we got it. With 100% clarity, this is how we're going to do it from this point forward. We are customer-centric. We are building legitimate businesses. We are not self-qualifying, and we're having a ton of fun impacting lives in the process, because ultimately that's what it's all about. Giving people the same opportunity that we've enjoyed over the years to enjoy a quality of life, to pursue active wellness, and ultimately to allow people to experience the 5 pillars of health. That's really what it's all about. So thank you, and I'm kind of in my mind, I'm thinking really quick. That there were too many names to mention, but thank you, David, and so many of you, Pat and Molly, and again, I've forgotten the names already, but thank you. for jumping on and sharing, and everybody else for listening and being such a wonderful group. So we will resume this conversation next Saturday, and hopefully there will be, between now and then, we'll come up with different angles or different approaches or different examples of what about this, what about this, what about that. Let's cover it all so that we don't miss anything. So we can go forward, and it'll be a mute issue. But ultimately, it's about being customer-centered. So have a fantastic weekend, everybody. And if between now and next Saturday, if I can help in any way, shape, or form, and we'll probably bring this up, please call me, 503-695-5683, or you can text me on my cell, 503-348-0749. 503-348-0749, or pop me an email, V.S. Rogers, that's Vance, Stacy Rogers, but the letter V, the letter S, R-O-G-E-R-S, 995@gmail.com. So you've got three modes of communication, whichever one works best for you. I don't text, or I don't tweet, I don't Instagram, I don't Vine, I'm not that very good on Facebook. Tweet. Toot, toad.
Okay, bye.
Yes.
Vance, this is Alberta in Kansas City.
I can't promise you that I'll call you today, but Monday for sure. Is that good enough?
Yeah, although you'll have to call me on my cell phone then.
Yeah, that's okay. Just
and I don't know what.
I've got your cell number.
Okay.
But if you don't hear from me on Monday, call me instead, because
okay, well,
Monday I've set aside Monday to catch up on a lot of phone calls, and today my day commences in
okay.
45 minutes, and it's packed full.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.